Center of Gratitude radio show with your host, the Gratitude Guru.
Welcome to the Center of Gratitude radio show. I'm your host, the Gratitude Guru, Dr. Johnny Bergstrom. I want to welcome you to our show this Monday, and I want to make sure that everyone is participating in the Ultimate Gratitude Quest. So if you are not yet participating in the Ultimate Gratitude Quest, stick around because details on that are coming. The Center of Gratitude radio show is a global broadcast, and we begin this and every episode with gratitude. If this is your first listen of the Center of Gratitude radio show, welcome. I specifically design my episodes to be about 15 minutes, and I don't take commercial breaks. So when you hear music, it's just for transitional purposes. I encourage you to take notes during each episode if you are able, but if you're driving somewhere or listening on the go, tune in to me, tune out what's going on around you, and allow me to get into your head so that you can begin creating your ultimate life at the ultimate level. At the Center of Gratitude, I teach people all over the world how to create ultimate lives at the ultimate level with gratitude. The key component to creating an ultimate life is having a mind that is conditioned by ultimate thinking. So what you think about, you bring about. And when you think positively, you find that your life is consumed by positive circumstances, things, and events. And when you think negatively, you find that your life is consumed by negative circumstances, things, and events. Continuing with gratitude, I'd like to say thank you to everyone who makes this show possible, with special gratitude to Janice Carlson and the Networking Diva Hour, also on Blog Talk Radio, for her promotion of the Center of Gratitude. You can listen to her show, The Networking Diva Hour, every Friday at noon Eastern, 10 a.m. Mountain, and be sure to tune into her show every month's first Friday for my monthly gratitude gift segment. I would also like to thank those of you who have liked and shared our show on social media. If you have not yet liked our show on social media, on Facebook or Twitter, you can do so by visiting facebook.com/thegratitudeguru, as well as facebook.com/thecenterofgratitude. Follow me on Twitter at TCG Radio Show and on Instagram using the handle @thegratitudeguru. So today's episode is about, get ready for it, fall-a-days with gratitude, right? What do you think about that? Fall-a-days. So, you know, in the fall season, we have several holidays that happen, and I kind of feel like when people talk about the holidays, they talk about it with a sense of obligation. They talk about holidays with a sense of, yeah, how exciting. That's really great. I don't really care because I just have a million things to do now. But I want people to get excited about holidays. I want people to understand what it's so great about having holidays. I mean, holidays were not something that were just decided upon because they wanted to torture people. I mean, that's hardly the point. But yet, why is it that holidays feel like torture depending on where you are, who you're with, and what you're doing? Doesn't make any sense. So today, I want to bring back the joy to holidays. So instead of thinking about just the holidays, I want to think about fall-a-days, right? Let's talk about fall-a-days. Fall-a-days are days that happen during the fall season. And, you know, winter starts at the tail end of December, so we'll just call fall-a-days until the end of the year. You know, and fall-a-days are encompassing of a lot of things. They're encompassing joy. They're encompassing family. They're encompassing traditions. They're encompassing history. So maybe you want to make this year the year that you make some new traditions and some new history so that the holidays, now the fall-a-days, don't feel like it's such a chore. I mean, when I was a kid, you know, it used to be so much fun when you went back to school. You were in school, you know, in Florida, we start school in the middle of August. And as you go back to school, you realize, okay, we're back in school, we get the swing. And then the teachers start putting up, well, this was when I was in elementary school, teachers started putting up the fall stuff. So it was really exciting when they would bring out, you know, the autumn leaves and the pilgrims and all the cutouts and stuff that they'd stick up around the classroom. And, you know, in Florida, the leaves here don't change. You know, you might get a dead palm frond, but that's about it. But You know, if you were lucky enough to see the leaves change, that was a great thing. But as a kid in Florida, the closest thing to it was sticking these leaves and these pilgrim cutouts up on the classroom walls. So that for me was very exciting because I knew that fall was coming and that seasons were changing and that we were closer and closer to Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving was really important to me. It was a very important time because family members who I had not seen all year long came into town, and my grandmother would come, and you know, we would have special times. There were things that you could do on Thanksgiving that you just didn't do at other times of the year. You know, we would wake up and turn on the Thanksgiving Day parade, and the house would smell good because we were cooking, and everything was just really, really nice. And that was a great time. Nobody bickered, nobody argued, and that is a time that I would like to relish as long as I can, and as long as the memory will hold, because that to me is what Thanksgiving is all about and was all about, but it's still about that. So maybe this is the year that you need to make some new traditions and new history for yourself if your current reality does not depict what once was. So I'll let you think about that for a second, take a quick transition, and then we'll talk about how to set up your holidays to get the most joy. So I want to talk to you about something before I forget. I want to talk about the ultimate gratitude quest. Okay, so some of you have started this with me. I am totally loving the feedback that I'm getting for the ultimate gratitude quest. And if you are not yet familiar with what that is, let me enlighten you. If you are more of a visual person, if you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/thecenterofgratitude, or facebook.com/thegratitudeguru, or you can go directly to my website, centerofgratitude.org. The video teaser for the Ultimate Gratitude Quest is on all of those sites. It'll take you over to YouTube so you can watch it with great quality, and you can see the excitement that everybody's getting in on. So the Ultimate Quest with Gratitude is an effort to, over the next year, by World Gratitude Day 2018, which is September 21st, I want everybody who participates in the quest to find 10,000 things to be grateful for. That's right, 10,000 things to be grateful for. And you know what? This started on Thursday, which was World Gratitude Day on September 21st. So by the time you're hearing this, I will most likely be nearing my first 1,000 items of gratitude. Yeah, already. I mean, you know, I am the gratitude guru. This is what I do. But for those of you who are gratitude amateurs and you know you're grateful, but you're not essentially up there with plugging out 50 things of gratitude a day, you know, that goal for you, if you did 27 to 30 items of gratitude each day. Now, hold on. Don't start rolling the eyes and go, oh my God, I got something else I have to do. Listen, come closer. Turn up your volume for just a minute. Gratitude is the gateway to greatness. What I am giving you is completely free. I want nothing from you except your gratitude. I don't want to charge you for anything. I'm not selling you anything. I have no agenda here except to get you to be more grateful on a conscious level. So with the Ultimate Gratitude Quest, I got a journal. I got a brand new journal. I went to Barnes & Noble. Any bookstore, any book retailer will do. You can do it however you want. But I went to Barnes & Noble because I like journals, and I picked out a really nice journal that spoke to me and that said to me, you know what? You like how I look, and I know you'll want to open me up every day for the next year and give me your gratitude. So I chose that book. It was like 12 bucks. Nothing. Nothing. For a beautifully crafted book that's going to hold 10,000 offerings of gratitude that I have. With that, every day, since the quest has begun. Now, I was doing gratitude and giving my thanks and stuff before the quest, but ever since I've been leading the charge with the Ultimate Gratitude Quest, and it can't be the Ultimate Quest if the gratitude guru isn't involved. You know what I'm saying? So going there together, being on this quest, being on this journey, taking this adventure through gratitude, with gratitude, to see how our lives will change in the next year, is a very exciting thing. So maybe you don't want to commit to something for a year. Okay, that's fine. So it's just simple math, okay? The goal here is 10,000 offerings of gratitude. So 10,000 things you're grateful for. It can be things, it can be people, it can be anything that makes you feel good and that you would say, man, thank you. I'm so glad that is in my life. Air conditioning, electricity, clean drinking water, hot water to take a shower with, your spouse, your partner, your family, your kids, your job, your coworkers, money that pops into your bank account unexpectedly, direct deposit, gas in your car, food on your table, a drama-free Thanksgiving. I mean, whatever you want in your life, that's what you need to be grateful for, because it's gratitude that will give you more of that. So as the gratitude guru on my global quest to get people to understand how powerful gratitude is, I am enticing you to give 10,000 offerings of gratitude over the next year. If you did that every day, you would only have to do 27 offerings a day. 27. Sure, that seems like a lot until you know what I'm talking about. So for example, on my Instagram account, at The Gratitude Guru, and on Facebook and on Twitter, I'm posting what are called quest clues. So I give you 6 different categories of 5 items that you can be grateful for. And those are acting like prompts so that you can see those and attribute your gratitude to those things. So 5 family members that you're grateful for, 5 coworkers that you're grateful for, 5 things you see around you in your immediate environment that you're grateful for, 5 life circumstances you're grateful for, 5 sports that you're grateful for, 5 extracurricular activities you're grateful for, 5 stress release outlets that you have that you're grateful for. I mean, if you could fill in each one of those things in the matter of however few minutes it takes you to do it, you've just given thanks for 30 different things. Okay, so 27 is nothing. I'm averaging on a daily basis between 50 and 80. And it just keeps flowing as it keeps happening. So I really want to encourage you to do that, and I want to encourage you to participate with us. If you decide to join the quest, remember, it's completely free. There's nothing involved from you except you doing it for yourself. The only thing that I ask is that if you participate in the quest, I would like to hear from you. I would like to know what you are finding that you're grateful for that you maybe didn't see before. And I'd like you to share those results on social media, whether it's through Instagram, through Facebook, through Twitter. You can tweet me at TCG Radio Show. Head over to facebook.com/thegratitudeguru and just drop a quick post and say, hey, you know what? I'm doing the quest and I did this many offerings of gratitude today, and use the hashtag The Ultimate Gratitude Quest. That's the important part. Use the hashtag The Ultimate Gratitude Quest. Feel free to share that information with everybody you know, and feel free to share that video on YouTube with everybody you can, because if we can make laughing babies, and if we can make cute little puppies, and if we can make even the negative stuff go viral, there certainly is no reason why we can't make gratitude the global feeling. While we're here, I want to talk to you about what you can do these holidays to get not just through them, but to get through them with gratitude. I know we just talked about the ultimate gratitude quest, but I want you to understand that in the fall season, as the season changed, we transitioned from being hot and bothered in the summertime to being cool, calm, and collected in the fall before everything dies and, you know, does a reset for spring. Right? So before we get to that part where everything is cool, calm, and whatever, I want you to think about what you're grateful for. I want you to think about the people that you're grateful for. I want you to think about the environments that you're grateful for. I want you to think about everything that brings you joy. And I want you to be aware and activate your feelings and thoughts of awareness so that you can take stock in those things to allow them to make your life ultimate so that you can continue living at the ultimate level. And I have an idea that I think is a great idea for a game or for something that you can do during the entire season of our holidays and anytime after that. If you enjoy it and like it that much, I would really think I'd be so flattered to know that you like that. The game or the idea is that, let's use Thanksgiving for example. You know, imagine everyone has come over to your home or you've gone to someone else's. Everybody who's there gets some kind of a card. And not necessarily like a greeting card, but like maybe like a better version of an index card. And they put their name at the top of it. And then underneath it, you say, you know, for this person, I am grateful, dot, dot, dot. And then each person goes along the table and they write down something that they're grateful for about the person whose name is on each card. And then at the end of the time, when everybody has said, yes, I've submitted my gratitude, then those cards get passed out to those people. And then each person can see what the people that they are with thinks about them. I highly recommend that you do this, especially if your family is prone to creating drama because there's a beef that was never resolved with a couple of you, and then that little beef turns into big beef, and then big beef decides that today's the day that, you know, the fur is going to fly and that's going to be that. And it's just, we don't need to do that. And I think that with relationships, whether they're sibling relationships or parent-child relationships or spousal relationships, relationships all do better with gratitude. Everybody does better with gratitude because remember, gratitude is the gateway to greatness. So all of the greatness that lies within each of us is accessible from a point of thank you. Thank you for joining me today at the Center of Gratitude Radio Show as we give our thanks and continue on our ultimate gratitude quest. To find out what's coming up next time on the Center of Gratitude Radio Show, keep it locked on the Center of Gratitude's website at centerofgratitude.org/podcast, where you can find the latest updates on show information and scheduling. For the Center of Gratitude Radio Show, I'm the Gratitude Guru, Dr. Johnny Bergstrom, and remember, every day is Thanksgiving when you're living with gratitude. Have a grateful day!